This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to...
You guys may want to turn the TV on. You may want to turn the radio off today because it ain't going to be pretty.
But you are listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting today and every day. And I just don't give a damn. So who the hell cares? Off my medication today. Feeling good. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
This is Bob Romanek, and if I can get my computer going today, we're going to have some songs of the South, so to speak. I figure Wendy Williams can have a hilarious blooper. I'm going to have a whole bunch of hilarious bloopers. Again, if the computer's up. You know, who the hell ever invented these computers needs to have them shove up their ass? They never work when you want them to work. They always skip on you. They always screw up. But I guess we have to have them. Hey, before we get going, I want to, on a very, very serious note, I want to thank Brandon for giving us this information. He said, "Bob, if you get a moment tomorrow during your broadcast, could you please have a moment of silence for a fallen hero of ours? Mr. Lee Davis was the operational supervisor for MedStar. That's a great ambulance service in the St. Clair, Madison County area. They do a great job, and we want to salute them for that. Said, left our world suddenly, Mr. Lee Davis did. Lee was 37 years old with MedStar providing life-serving care. Lee spent 37 years of his life with MedStar providing life-saving care to people. We will miss Lee and his legacy will carry on. Tomorrow, today, which is Friday, Lee will have his final call as we all say goodbye to a true patriot and human being. As always, Bob, we appreciate everything you do to support the first responders, and I do. So I didn't know Mr. Lee Davis, but apparently he was a mainstay at the MedStar Ambulance Service, 37 years of service to our community. So at this point, I'd like to have a moment of silence for Mr. Lee Davis. And again, when we have a moment of silence at the start of the show, that's so we can take time out to remember our loved ones, because we get so damn busy, we never forget the people, our friends and family and heroes that have passed before us. But I kind of make you guys take a couple minutes out. Now, some people don't appreciate it, and I say to them, turn it off, don't come back, go somewhere else. But for you people that do, as always, I want to thank you and for your support, for remembering the people that have passed before us, and for your decency to take the time to have a moment of silence. So at this point, I'd like to have a moment of silence, please, for Mr. Lee Davis and all our first responders, all of our military heroes, all of our policemen who have passed on and who have given us a great part of their life protecting us and our community. Moment of silence, please. Again, Mr. Lee Davis, please rest in peace. On Friday, we usually clean up some matters. I want to do a few public service announcements. Don't forget the Belleville South Bassmasters Rock and Roll Bingo. Great music of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. $20 per person. There'll be 12 games, 50-50 raffles. It's going to be held at the Swansea Improvement Association, 301 Service Street in Swansea, Illinois. That'll be tomorrow night. Doors open at 6 o'clock. The event starts at 7. Also, the fish fry tonight at the Great Country Cafe. That's out at the new St. Clair County Event Center, located at 1550 East State Route 15 in Belleville. Tonight, they're going to have their fish and karaoke. I don't much care for fried karaoke. And they're also going to salute the great people of Freeburg. So the people of Freeburg and everybody are all invited out. They're going to have fish, excellent fish out at the Country Cafe. We'll be out there having fish as we do on most Fridays. But if you guys can make it out there, fish and fried karaoke. Oh, I'm sorry. That's not just karaoke. That's tonight at the Country Cafe. Also, our good friends up in Grafton, they have the Hog Pit Tavern. A lot of times when the water's up and it's up again, that there's a need for people to come out and help them evacuate the building. And they're asking if anybody in the Grafton, Godfrey area up there or anywhere. I guess they're going to start about 10 o'clock, but they're going to have to take all the equipment out because the river's going to rise again. So anybody that can, that'd like to come up and help those good people at the Hog Pit in Grafton, they would sincerely appreciate it. As if you guys needed the help, you would appreciate it. And I want to also, yesterday was a hell of a day for the wind. I want to salute the proud and professional Illinois State Police. You know, and again, you guys know what I think of our professional police department. Not the bums with the badges, not the few and far between bums with the badges, but the professional police officers. They were out there yesterday on the interstate getting blown all over the place. They were out there with 50, 60 mile an hour winds doing their job. They're dodging all the traffic of these cars going 70, 80 miles an hour on our interstates. They're out there, again, putting their lives on their line, putting their lives in danger every second. And for that, I want to salute you guys. Most of the time, police officers, they always get ridiculed. But the good people never think about the times that a police officer's needed. So again, the Illinois State Police, what a great job you guys do protecting us today and every day. And I just wanted to take a moment out and salute you guys. And also, I want to salute the Illinois Department of Transportation. Those hardworking men and women were out there yesterday cleaning all the debris off the highways. There was trees down, everything, you know, 60 miles an hour. Hell, if you're in a car at 60 miles an hour and hit a tree, that's some bitch coming down. And they were all out there putting their lives on the line, too. So I just want to take time to acknowledge those good people. Lines are open today. I will maybe take some callers. We are America's voice of freedom, definitely the Patriots. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. But what I want to say, Wendy Williams, see, that just, I thought about that yesterday. And that just really pissed me off, that the NAACP, that the Black Entertainment Television, that nigger, that drag queen, Wendy Williams, can say nigger. Nobody says nothing. Michael Che can say nigger. Nobody says nothing. Don Lemon can say nigger and cracker and hunky, and nobody says nothing. But let a white guy again do something 40 years ago, get rid of him. We white people, we better start understanding. But I got to say, hey, to the NAACP, you bunch of nigger, racist, hypocritical bastards, I'm over here. Come and get me. Come and pick at me. See, you son of a bitches know I don't give a damn. You son of bitches know that I've exposed you for what you are. But I sit there as a white guy, not against the proud black community, and I mean that. A lot of proud black friends of mine work their asses off every day. I'm thankful that we have not just black people, people who get out there and bust their ass so we don't have to give it to these bastards. And there's enough white crackers and hunkies to go around that have their nasty ass hands out, non-working hands. So there's enough shame and blame in that game to go around. But it just pisses me off. Not the proud black community, but the nigger community can get away with it. They can say what they want, when they want, whenever they want. And us white folks just sit back and take it. So I thought yesterday, the hell with it. I'm going to do some hilarious bloopers today. Hey, if a nigger can do it, this poor white trash son of a bitch from the housing projects can do it too. And if you don't like it, don't listen. But I thought, these son of a bitches, they say nigger every day on rap songs. I do my song, The Nigger Nation, and man, everybody gets in an uproar. The white boy can say what the hell he wants. Nobody tells you niggers what to say, and nobody's going to tell me what to say. You bastards all want your First Amendment rights protected, but you don't want to protect any white boy's rights. So I thought, Johnny Rebel, he sings a lot of not really racist songs. They're actually, you know what they say, if I can find it, they say they're funny, funny racist songs. So, just like Wendy Williams with her hilarious blooper, I'm going to play a couple funny racist songs. You know why I'm going to do it? Because I can. Because I will. Because I'm pissed off. And because, once again, I can. So here's one dedicated not to the proud black community. I've got two or three of them. And I'm just going to play them if I want. If you don't want to listen, don't. But this is one of my favorites, one of my top 10 favorites.
Nigger border. The air conditioner was broken. I was ferocious. Cause it was hot and that nigger was sweating on my groceries. Some niggers never die. They just smell that way.
Well, that really wasn't the song.
Hello, I'm Johnny Rebel.
Now here it is.
For a long time we've listened to these niggers pitch a fit.
Yes, we have.
Their hard times.
Their hard times.
Civil rights.
Civil rights.
Well, ain't that the pits? So I think I'll take me an imaginary trip.
If I could be a nigger for a day.
If I could be a nigger for a day. I could live my life the free and easy way. I'd take for myself and let the white man pay.
If I could be a nigger for a day.
Now for one whole day. A nigger I could be. The first thing I'd do is join the NAACP, and I'd let Kwesi and Fume do my thinking for me. If I could be a nigger for a day. Now it wouldn't want to work, cause I wouldn't have to. And guess what I'd do next? You shouldn't need a flu. I'd go down to social services like all the brothers do.
If I could be a nigger for a day.
Oh,
join in at any time, people, for a day.
I could live my life the free and easy way. I'd take from Uncle Sam and let the white man pay.
If I could be a nigger for a day.
Now when I'd sit down in that office, the office of welfare, I'd get food stamps, a medical card, and free child care for all the illegitimate kids that I've got scattered everywhere. If I could be a nigger for a day. Now I'd have plenty of time, so I'd hang out with the mob. And I'd consume a little dope, or find a good place to rob. Now that would make me self-employed, and I wouldn't even need a job. If I could be a nigger
for a day. Join in!
Oh, if I could be a nigger for a day. could live my life the free and easy way. I'd take from Uncle Sam and let the white man pay.
If I could be a nigger for a day. I like that song.
And when I'd need something, I'd steal it so I wouldn't have to buy it. And if the cops would apprehend me, you know that I'd deny it. And I could call Jesse or Al, they'd come start a riot. If I could be a nigger for a day. But I can't be a nigger, and I don't really have to be. Cause Coon, let me tell you, it's plain and simple to see that if I was you for a day, then I'd be taken from me. So I don't wanna be a nigger
for a day.
I don't wanna be a nigger
for a day.
I don't wanna live the free and easy way. I'll struggle long and struggle hard, but that's okay. Cause I'll never be a nigger for a day. No, I'll never be a nigger for a day.
Yes, I'll never be a nigger for a day. Now, wasn't that funny? All you people out there, it was what the BET and the NAACP called because a black person said nigger yesterday. It was a hilarious blooper. Well, thank you, audience. Was that for the song that I was singing, or was that for the remarks I just made? On a serious note, though, people don't, and I want to take this time out. Because I can, because this is the Bob Show. It ain't nobody else's show. And you'll never hear this anywhere else. Nobody has the guts to stand up and say their mind, speak their piece, give their opinion. Everybody's afraid. I'm not afraid. Are you crazy? I look in the mirror and I'm so damn ugly. If I walk out of the house, I ain't afraid of nothing. But people, both proud white and proud black, and I got to say, that was dedicated, and we got a couple more. That was dedicated to the niggers, not the proud blacks. I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of proud black people, and they come up to me and they thank me, and I swear they thank me, because they want to be separated, and I hate to even get them involved in this crap. They're too busy working their asses off trying to make something their lives. See, they're not the victims, but the niggers are all victims. They're victims because of slavery 150 years ago. Well, you better quit being victimized, you idiots, and go out and get a job and quit being a nigger for your life. Not for a day. But I saw that crap with Wendy Williams. Wasn't addressed anywhere but here. You people didn't hear it anywhere but here. And if you don't want to hear it anywhere but here, go someplace else and don't hear it. Because I don't give a damn. I just get so pissed. And I know you proud white and proud black people, you sit back drinking your coffee, your beer, at breakfast, wherever you're at the water cooler, and you know you think like me. You know you're not a racist. You know you don't hate somebody because of the color of their skin. You hate them for what they do, the vile acts they do in that skin color, no matter what color, black or white, Hispanic, Asian. We hate them all because they're vile criminals. Don't give a damn about the color of your skin. But it just pisses me off that there's always a double standard. There's always a double standard. And here's the problem. The niggers are getting everything they want, and they're still bitching and saying they're getting nothing. I mean, these son of a bitches, the last 15, 20 years, they've got everything. And they're still bitching about slavery. They're still bitching about reparation. Now, give me an 80, 90, 100-year-old black person, and I'd say, hey, I feel sorry for you. Because, man, you guys had it hell back in the day. But it wasn't me that did it. It wasn't our generation that did it. Prime example, if somebody in your family, hopefully not, but if they kill somebody, they don't come and arrest everybody in that family, do they? They arrest the son of a bitch that killed the bastard. And so don't take it out on us as a white race because of all the slavery and the reparations. Go back to the bastards in the 1800s that were involved and practiced slavery. Go get them, and I say string them up if you want. I say if you can get reparations from somebody that's been dead for 100 years, damn it, good luck to you. But don't keep playing that victim role. The proud blacks don't. And I ask, if a proud black can be a doctor, a lawyer, the president of the United States, every nigger out there can aspire to do the same. The proud black people, they got off their asses like the proud whites. They went out and got an education. They didn't ask for handouts. They wanted some help, and everybody needs help at some point in time. But they didn't live They didn't live and exist and survive on help from other people, on aid from other people. And again, there's enough white and black to go around there. But it just pisses me off. They talk about their victims and they're getting more and more and more. What the hell else can we give you niggers? I've asked you 1,000 times, what more can we give you niggers? But I tell you niggers never say. You niggers never say what we can do for you. Now, I'm trying to find another song here, but I don't know if I can. Hold on. Probably not. Well, we'll get to it momentarily, but it just really, really pisses me off that we sit back as white people and take it. It's got to be, hey, let's do something about it. Let's try to play this song if I can get it. This is one of my top 10 favorites, so... Here we go.
Grocery store, 3 niggers inside. The store ain't open, it's the middle of the night. Alarm goes off, the cops show up. They caught them red-handed, put them in handcuffs. And then Jesse showed up. Jesse showed up.
Not Jesse James.
Wouldn't you know it, Jesse Jackson. He had a bunch of porch monkeys praising his name. While he preached and he hollered and he passed the blame and said, them niggas wasn't stealing when they got caught. They was only doing some shopping, just like I thought. White man shouldn't have a store there. It's all his fault. And they all got excited when
the niggas showed up.
Election time, a new president, Al Gore had to win. So the niggers all went, the chads were counted, and counted again. They counted 3 times, but they still didn't win. And then Jesse showed up. Wouldn't you know it, Jesse Jackson showed up. He had a bunch of porch monkeys praising his name. While he preached and he hollered and he passed the blame and said, listen here, niggas, I think we've been had. If we lose this election, it's gonna be bad. And it's the white man's fault because he stole all the chads. And they all got excited when
Jesse showed up.
Something's gonna happen one of these days. If Jesse Jackson don't start mending his ways, he's gonna keep stirring the niggers up till the white man says enough is enough. And then the Klan will show up. The Klan will show up, all dressed in white. They're gonna show up. He's gonna be sorry for strutting his stuff. Y'all's gonna break loose when the Klan shows up. And they'll say, Jackson, what do you mean causing all this trouble? Except yours, nigger. We're gonna pop your bubble. We're gonna break it off in you and stick it in double. So just watch yourself, Jesse, when the Klan shows up. You better watch yourself, Jesse, when the Klan shows up.
That's a Johnny Rebel, when Jesse showed up. And you people, do you understand? It is funny. It's a little racist. But when Wendy Williams can do it, when Michael Che can do it, when Don Lemon can do it, when all these national figures can do it and say nigger and talk about white people being crackers, why can't Bob Romanek do it? And Bob Romanek's going to continue to do it. And again, always keep the proud black community out. I know the niggers don't like me, but see, I don't like the niggers. The proud blacks don't like the niggers. Nobody, Johnny Rebel don't like the niggers. Nobody likes the niggers. But it just pissed me off yesterday. And again, this is the Bob Show. I can say and do what the hell I want. NAACP, you can come after me. Black Entertainment Television, you can come after me. Black Lives Matter, you can come after me. But I'll tell you what, you will not silence me, because I'm a proud white man. And I want to take up for my white race. I don't want to hurt the black race. The black race takes care of themselves. I want to be free to say what I want. I want to be free to not to be ashamed of being white. And you niggers, that's your ultimate goal. Because I, as a white person, and everybody out there, even the proud blacks, we cannot do any more for the niggers than what we've done. I read an article, and it's really, really just pisses me off. And it said, what it means to be black. What kind of bull crap is that? What it means to be black, always a victim. And I wrote this down, people, and I'm quoting. It says, because being black is to walk through this world and watch people doing things that you cannot do, that you cannot join in and do. It's oppression, it's racism, it's disempowerment. All those trigger terms. This is 2019, and these niggers are keeping this crap up. They watch people, they walk through this world watching people do things they can't. Oh yeah, like you mean go to the show? You mean like drive a car? Like go to a restaurant? That means you gotta have a job, you ignorant bastards. Gotta have a job to put money in your pocket. Oh, I'm sorry, you don't need a job. You go out and rob, rape, steal. And I say that about the hunkies and the crackers, because there's a lot of white, stupid, ignorant bastards that I don't want to be associated with, that I want people to separate me from the crackers and the hunkies, just like we separate the proud black community from these niggers. But I sit here as a pissed off white guy, and I know a lot of you other people out there. They call me a shock jock. I'm not a shock jock. I don't want to shock you. I want to provoke you. I'm a provocateur. I want to provoke you into understanding, into researching, into standing up. No violence. Into standing up and saying, hey, enough's enough. Now, you know, it's not like a radio show here. I'm like on a podium somewhere, speaking to the crowd, speaking to the masses. And I am speaking to the masses, both proud white and proud black. This victimization crap's got to go. You know, give me $100 and I'll let you go. Well, that's all I got's $100. Here it is. Now give me another $100. Well, you ignorant bastard, I told you that was the only $100 I have. And we're telling the niggers, we can't give you any more. But we're sure taking more crap. Seems like the more we give them, the more crap we take. Wouldn't we be smart enough to say, hey, maybe we keep giving so much crap to them, maybe they'll quit giving us so much crap. Think about it. What we're doing isn't working. We might as well go another direction. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, freedom, freedom. Renegade Radio, as always, and we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was pumping. And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I have a boomerang shout out.
Who let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
Who
let the dogs out?
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom. Renegade, they'll call it racist radio today, but I just made a hilarious blooper or two. And as always, we are proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. If you don't already know, Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch in the world, isn't going to take it anymore. I'm fed up. It's like eating a steak. After about 2 pounds, you say, hey, I've had enough. I pull away from the table. I've had enough of this reverse racism crap. And I'm going to continue to speak my piece today and every day. Don't forget tomorrow night, people, the radio station will be there. Maybe that'll run you off. The Johnny Cash tribute show featuring the great artist, Bill Furness. What a great show. It'll be tomorrow night, Saturday, at the Liuna Event Center. That's in Sunset Hills, Missouri, on South Lindbergh. Doors open at 6, dinner's at 7, show starts at 8. They also have a matinee show on Sunday, starts at 12:30. I don't believe there's food that day. But it's to benefit the St. Louis County Police Associations and a great cause for great people. There's a few good tickets still available. You can get them at the door tomorrow night or on Sunday afternoon. Again, the radio station will be there. It's going to be a packed house. Great food, great time. If you like Johnny Cash, you'll love this show tomorrow night. So hopefully we'll see you good people out there. I gotta say, it pisses me off. I read about the Confederate statues. Got an article right in front of me that in New Orleans, they want other statues taken down because of the criticisms as symbols of white supremacy. Well, you know, you niggers can say anything is a symbol. A white man walking down the street can be a symbol of white supremacy if you say so. But see, niggers, you're not. You may some white people. You're not going to tell me what to say, tell me how to act, and tell me what to do. See, it just ain't going to happen. And those people know it. Everybody listening, let me tell you, where's the NAACP on Bob Romanek? Where's the Black Lives Matters? Where's Antifa? Where's Black Entertainment Television? These bastards know that I have found them out. These bastards know that I've exposed them, not the proud black community, this reverse racism against white people. They don't come over here. Hell, I've been talking this for the last year and a half. They're 10 minutes away. They're not coming over because they know I don't give a damn. They know I'll speak my piece. They know I'll stand my ground. No violence. We don't need violence. We just need to come together, people, because you think about it, sitting there drinking your coffee. It ain't going to get no better. It's not got any better for the white community and the proud black community in the last 20, 30 years, and it ain't going to get no better. That cancer in you ain't going to get no better. You can't wish it away. You got to fight it and make it go away. But this nigger mayor, she's pissed off, and she wants all these, LaToya Cantrell, she wants all these statues down because it's a symbol of white supremacy. I hate that word, white supremacy, but you always get it from a nigger. You always get it from a nigger. They're talking about trying to put it in state parks, but that ain't right. You know, she doesn't want them on display in the city. You know, that's a symbol of Southern pride, if that's what you think it is, and most Southern people do. Maybe it is a symbol of racism to some niggers, but you gotta let it go. I don't like green cars, but people drive them. I don't like niggers walking down the street with their pants down their ass, but they do it. You know, some things we just have to tolerate. But
But these niggers, they're going to keep pushing and pushing. You know, George Washington had slaves. Why don't we change Washington, D.C. to something else? Why isn't every one of George Washington statues down? Because, as I always say, it's selective racism. It's selective racism, and it pisses me off. Today is going to be all about race, because, and I want to do some hilarious bloopers. So you people, if I say a hilarious blooper or do a song that's hilarious, don't thank me. Thank the NAACP. Thank Black Entertainment Television. Thank Wendy Williams, because it's okay to do it, because it's not racist. It's an hilarious blooper. And here goes another hilarious blooper. Looking for a handout by the number one Confederate singer, Johnny Rebel. Well, I think we're going to hear it. We'll have to wait a moment. We'll have to wait momentarily, because there's an ad here. They always going to put an ad on. You know that. So we'll be coming up here, hopefully, with Johnny. And I just hate. Here we go. Yeah. One of my favorites. One of my all-time favorites.
Not so long ago, I wrote a little song. And much to my surprise, before very long, looking for a handout was sitting on top of the segregation hit parade. So the nigger population keeps getting bigger. Since I got my first break by singing about niggers, I'll just sing two or three more verses and see if I can double up on the friends I've made. Now, we've all heard of the NAACP. They say they're going to make all them niggers free. What they mean is they're looking for someone to earn it, bring it in the house, put it on the table, and feed them. Because their idea of freedom ain't being free. It seems they're more interested in getting it free. And me and my family and every other white man in his family could go for that kind of freedom. Still looking for a handout. Things are still the same. Still looking for a handout. Not a thing has changed. While they're on welfare, they haven't got a care. 'Cause they like it that way. They like it that way. My mother used to say, son, a living comes hard, and you ain't gonna make it by sitting in the yard. You just can't sit around like a nigger. You had to get up off it and hustle yourself a job. And after all these years, I find this true. And I sit and wonder like most white men do. Who in the world is feeding them jungle bunnies while they're demonstrating, causing riots and forming mobs? Still looking for a handout. Things are still the same. Still looking for a handout. Not a thing has changed. While they're on welfare, they haven't got a care. They like it that way. They like it that way. Now my suggestion to their problem of being free is going back to Africa and be cannibals like they used to be. And they can spend the rest of their lives eating each other, throwing coconuts and swinging from a tree. Or they could stay here and be our friends and still be free like they've always been and start earning their own way in life and stop depending on you and me. Still looking for a handout. Things are still the same. Still looking for a handout. They ought to be ashamed. But like I said before, they keep a wanting more. They like it that way. They like it that way. They like it that way.
Still looking for a handout, not the proud blacks. They bust their ass. They're honorable. I'm talking about the niggers. And let's throw the crackers. They need another verse with the crackers and the hunkies, the ignorant white bastards that have their hands out because they're just as bad. But it just pisses me off, people. I hear Confederate statues coming down. Here's where a black woman gets added to a jury because they want more blacks on the jury. They got two black guys and one black woman. Now they need more blacks on the jury for this white police officer who shot and killed, oh, you guessed it, a black man. A black man. Now the black man had two guns in his car, had a gun clip in his pocket when he was killed, but that's okay. He ain't done nothing wrong. Hell, you got to get Jesse and Al, just like the song says, get Jesse and Al. They'll be there. They're always there to protect the niggers. They don't protect the proud blacks. The proud blacks don't need protection because they don't do anything wrong. But they're always out there protecting the niggers. But it just pisses me off when I read black woman added to the jury over protest by officer's lawyer. Got to have another black? Well, you know what she's going to do. She's going to find the son of a bitch guilty, just like all the blacks on the jury was jury nullification. That's the reason O.J. Simpson was found not guilty. Because the blacks on the jury, I guarantee you, they intimidated the whites, and the whites said, hey, we don't want no part of this. Oh, yeah, he's innocent. He's innocent. And in all of black, you thought they'd all won the lottery. All those niggers jumping up and down because O.J. Simpson, the same O.J. Simpson that had a white wife that he killed so that the blacks, I apologize, the niggers appreciated that. But it's awful funny. He didn't want to be around a nigger. He hung with the white folks. What does that tell you about O.J. Simpson? So whenever you niggers go out and, hey, O.J., I'm glad you got off. O.J. gives a damn about the black community, gives a damn about the nigger community. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to finish up with old Herbie Simmons and Mark the Big Faggot Kern using our facilities, the county taxpayers' facilities, to perpetuate their political existence. We'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio, and we are proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death, and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
But if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom.
Get up,
back to the dark side. I've got a few more minutes. I want to follow up, and maybe we'll get onto it Monday again. Herbie Simmons, the asswipe, unqualified, son of a bitch, Herbie the hemorrhoid, all up Mark the big faggot Kearns ass, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. Now this faggot bitch's buddy, Herbie the big hemorrhoid Simmons, he's faxing things from his residence in East Carondelet, the beautiful, beautiful town of East Carondelet that he has screwed up single-handedly. He's filed for friends and family for Belleville. That's friends and family for Belleville. You can check it on the State Board of Election. He's faxed all the information setting up the organization and everything through his house in East Carondelet. All the paperwork has been handled by Herbie Simmons at the behest, I'm sure, of Mark the big faggot Kern, the failed St. Clair County board chairman. They've got candidates running against their own, running against fellow Democrats. They've got aldermanic candidates. Kern, through Herbie Simmons, has aldermanic candidates running against Mark the big pussy Maximus Vaginus Eckert's alderman in Belleville. Now, why the hell is that going on? And I ask Herbie Simmons, don't use our 911 county facilities to perpetuate you and Mark the big faggot's current failed political agenda. We're not paying for you bastards. You do that stuff on your own. But all three, I believe, at least two, but I think all three of the aldermen candidates running on the Kern ticket on the Herbie Simmons, the greasy asswipe, I'll kiss anybody's ass for a job because I'm so unqualified I can't find one on my own, Herbie Simmons. They've got Brian Whitaker. He's running in Ward 1 against Joe Hazel. He works for 911. Chris Rothweiler. He's Kern's candidate. He's running against the city candidate, Eckert's candidate, Andy Gall. He works for 911. That's in Ward 6. Then you have in Ward 2, Randy Randolph. And they tell me he also, and I believe, works for 911. Do you see what's going on, people? Kern and Herbie Simmons and Sprague are using our money, our facilities at the 911. They're hiring, and they say Randy Randolph is all up Herb Simmons' ass. There's a lot of guys up people's asses there in the county, but they're all working for 911. Herbie Simmons has hired him, just like he hired his failed grandson, who got fired from the county highway department. So he puts him to work in 911, one of the most important positions in St. Clair County. Herbie Simmons, who has no more than a GED, if he has that, and you good people of St. Clair County allow that to happen, you better wake up. Again, I'm not a shock jock, I'm a provocateur. I better provoke you into understanding, into researching, and doing something about it. But now these bastards are taking over the 911 with their employees. They're running them all for aldermen, because they want to take back over the city. Well, Kern, you better take something back over, because they're going to throw your ass out. If you're a candidate for county board chairman in 2020, you're a loser. I'm sorry, a bigger loser than you already are. But now the bastards are trying to take over the city of Belleville again, and Mark the big faggot Kern, and Bob, I'd rather piss in my pants than piss in a urinal, Sprague. They're using asswipe Herbie Simmons, who's good for nothing but wiping their ass and then putting his head up it, using the 911 facilities to do that. You good people of St. Clair County, you better understand Kern, Sprague, and all our little minions, because they're screwing you day in and day out. But for you good people of Belleville, I believe Kern knows he's out as county chairman. He's going to try to take over the city of Belleville. And Maximus Vaginus, I'm for you on this one, because nobody's worse than Bob Sprague and Mark Kern. They screwed up this whole county of St. Clair the last 5, 10, 15 years, and they're going to continue until we get rid of them. But Herbie Simmons, please do not use our county facilities at the 911 to perpetuate that crap that you and Bob Sprague and Mark Kern are trying to put out. It's unbelievable. All the signs for these candidates for Kern were spotted at 200 South High Street. That's Sprague's office. So I hope you people know what's going on. I hope you good people in St. Clair County know what's going on. You're getting screwed by Kern, by Sprague, by all their minions, this little ass white boy, fat ass hair dying bastard, Herbie the hemorrhoid Simmons, carrying Kern's groceries out at the Snook store. And you people are paying him over $100,000 driving around in a new truck. You better wise up, people of St. Clair County. Because it really, really pisses me off. And I think if you understood and researched, it really, really, really piss you off. We may get into that again Monday. As always, people, it's time to go. Friend and foe, have a safe and prosperous weekend. Even you, Kern, Sprague, Herbie Simmons, because you've got some decent family members. Not you, Kern. You got that hairy ass Sasquatch, Mrs. Kern. Boy, and she's a nasty. She not only looks nasty, she smells a little nasty. But that's just my opinion, of course. Well, let's all try to have a safe weekend, a prosperous weekend. But think about it, people, on political issues and racial issues, you're not going to get it any better than here. You're not going to get anything but the truth here. No matter how I package it, you're getting the truth. You don't want crap in a nice bow and wrapping. You don't care about the wrapping. You care about the results. And the results are, people, that we have to all unite. As I always say, we have to come together. Because if we don't, you know the direction we're going. It's not good for us, and it's going to be even worse for your children and grandchildren. Let's try to give them the upper hand. Let's don't leave them with all this debt, with all this political corruption, with all this crap that they're never, we're going to dig a hole that they can never dig themselves out of. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical perverted punks that we call politician. And as always, let's destroy these politicians. No violence. Let's destroy these politicians politically, of course, right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romanek, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation. A nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all of the illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddy-less babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the break. Nigga, 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 nigga. And I don't mean Negro, nigga, 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 nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga, 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 nigga. Drop the mic, bitch!
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom, radical radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriots. patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.